Believing Church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, we had a healing service on Sunday, and I've had testimonies of people that have been healed, and they got set free, and it's awesome. I'm so excited because I love to hear about people being touched by God, people being healed. That was exciting for me. The one woman they were visiting, and she's a hairdresser, sweet couple, her and her husband, and they brought friends, and they all got touched, all of them. She could lift her arm above this, and she said, but I got it because I'm a hairdresser. So we prayed, and she got it up to there. We said, no, God, what He starts, He finishes. We prayed again, and she was waving her arm in the air, so excited. God does miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. He will do it for you. Amen. He will do it for anybody who has faith to believe for it. Can you say amen? Amen. And so we are a faith-believing church, and the Bible says that we've got to live by faith. Amen? Amen? And so I'm picking up where I left off last week, because I do want to finish this. And we were speaking about, and the picture will come up, don't be fooled out of your authority. Don't be fooled out of your authority. Like the picture that you see there, the Trojan horse, they fooled the people into allowing it in. And they were fooled into submission. And like we spoke about it, we said a few things. I don't want to go into every point, because if I do that, I'm a preacher. I'll preach on them again, and we'll never get to the next thing. So you can watch it online. You can get a CD, whatever, however, but watch it. And we said that it's not every time you, if there's a game of poker taking place, the person who wins is not necessarily the one who holds the best hand. Is that correct? Correct. You all act like you never played poker before. I know you're all dead. Amen. Amen. In the casinos. Amen. With a beer in your left hand and a cigarette in your right. I know you guys what you were like. Come on. The old you, but that's gone, so you're okay now. But it's like poker. The one who wins the hand is not necessarily the person holding the best hand. But many people are fooled out of their victory or out of their winnings because the other person's a better bluffer. Right? So that person can bluff you out of your winnings. And that's how the devil operates. He fools people into believing lies. He fools you into believing sick. He fools you into believing broke and divorced. He fools you into everything. But you've got to remember this. He has been completely, soundly defeated. Amen. Completely and soundly defeated. Amen. He is completely defeated. Jesus is the victor, and that means so are we. Amen. Amen. If you're in Christ, then greater is He that's in us that's in the world. I'm talking about the enemy there. And so the problem is, what He does with us is He gets us to fight the wrong enemy. True. He will get us fighting the wrong enemy where that's not even where the problem is. Because, you know, you've got to understand that ultimately, our problem, we looked at this last week, our problem is not with Washington. No. Amen. Our problem is not with Hollywood. Amen. It's not with those people. Our problem is not with anybody. It's no person is our problem. Amen. What's driving that person is where the problem comes from. Amen. What's driving the agenda in Hollywood is the spirit that we need to come against. And so we end up fighting people We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We've got to find out what's behind that person doing that thing. And so when we find out all these laws being passed that are completely insane laws, as far as a normal person who's got the Spirit of God in their life, you can see it's insanity what the laws are being passed. We know that there's a driving force behind the people making those laws. And so now it's time for the church. And let me tell you something, you sitting here represent the church. Amen. We are the church. All parts of the body, we're all in the body of Christ. He's the head, we're the body. And God has said, where are my watchmen? Where are the watchmen on the wall? Where are my gatekeepers? Why are we allowing anything to happen in the city? Why are we not sounding the alarm and blowing the trumpet and saying, hey,
amen,
come on.
Amen.
Well, we're waiting for someone else to do it. Well, guess what? They haven't done it. That's why there's no prayer in schools. Because they didn't do it then. That's why Roe versus Wade never got taken down. Because they didn't stand as watchmen on the wall and say, no, we're not allowing that. I probably would have been part of that as well. I wasn't in America. I was in South Africa. And so it happened over here. And I probably would have been sleeping as well. And God is saying, it's time for the watchmen to take their post.
Amen.
Get in position. It's time for the gatekeepers to start allowing what we will, what we want in the city.
Amen.
And then we only allow what we want to go on in the city. And then we only allow what we want to go out of the city.
Amen.
It's up to us. We are the spiritual authority.
Amen.
Come on. Listen, Hollywood is not the authority.
Amen.
The White House is not the authority. Amen. In the natural realm, they may be the authority, but in the spiritual realm, they are not the authority.
Amen.
And the spiritual realm takes precedence over the natural realm.
Amen.
So it's time for the watchmen to get themselves in position. Who was it who said, I will stand on my watchtower and see what God answers to me? It's Habakkuk. And he talks in there. He says, I'll stand on my watch. And God said, write the vision down on tablets. Make it plain to see. Whoever reads it can run with it.
Yeah.
He says, and if it tarries, wait for it, because it shall come to pass. It shall not lie.
Amen.
And God is giving us opportunity right now so we can get in position to be those watchmen, to be those gatekeepers. I tell you something right now, my son and my daughter are facing things I never had to face.
Yeah, true.
They're facing stuff that's insane. I hear some of the stuff, I say, you are kidding me.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And we've allowed it to get that way. We need to take responsibility. Oh no, Pastor, we call me. We need to.
Amen.
We were on watch, but we weren't on watch. And now our kids came and said to me the other day, said, do you think I'll be able to preach and I won't be taken to jail for saying certain things? That's the way the world's going, because no one's doing anything about it. So we in Port St. Lucie now, we're trying to do something. We're stirring the people up. We're trying to rally the masses in the body of Christ to get up and take over and stop allowing the devil in our city.
Amen.
And stop allowing to operate without anyone stopping him. Because we are the authority, not the devil. He's soundly defeated, but he's fooling us into believing he can do what he wants.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so the devil will use people, but they're only tools in his hands, but they're not our target. Our target is the driving force, the evil spirits that are being unleashed into the world. Remember, God said these words. We better get a wake up, guys, because we're sitting here getting lethargic, thinking, oh, hum, it's just wonderful, another day in paradise. And little by little, he's been chipping away at our freedoms. He's been chipping away at our sanity. He's been chipping away at our morals.
Amen.
Yeah? And it's time that we stood up. And it's time we said, enough. Amen.
Amen.
This is not going, it's going down like a lead balloon, right?
No. No.
Well, if I don't tell you this, who's going to tell you? Goodness gracious. Go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Remember, and we'll look at this. Watch here. Ephesians 6, and we're looking at verse 12. Here we go. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm, they got different ranks, if you noticed in that scripture. They ranked. Like in the army here, you get privates, you get corporals, you get staff sergeants, you get captains, or lieutenants, captains, generals, etc. Is that correct? You get different ranks. And depending on what fight is going on, you send certain people there. Well, the devil right now is unleashing. He's unleashing and he's unleashed tremendously powerful ones, but we're stronger than them all. But he's unleashing his worst that he's got. Ooh, you guys are looking at me with big eyes. I know you can. Listen, this is a good message because it's about not being fooled out of our authority. Amen. So don't worry about it. It gets better. Amen. Listen, Jesus knew who the real enemy was. Because when he was on that cross, he said, listen, I can call for 12 legions of angels. Did he not? Amen. He said, I can call 12 legions of angels right now, and I will put them into this mess. But he didn't. You know what he did? He took it in the spiritual realm, and he said, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. What does that mean? Have you ever thought, what does that mean? They don't know what they're doing. Of course they know what they're doing. He's got a hammer, he's got nails, and he's nailing it in. The women are crying, people are going nuts, and they know what they're doing. They are deceived by the devil. They do not know what they're doing. The laws being passed in this nation and around the world today, they do not know what they're doing. Half the Christians aren't even voting. And if you don't vote, you've got no say. Amen. You don't complain when they come and take your freedom. Yeah, that's right. You're part of the reason why they're taking freedom, because you didn't go and vote. Yeah. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to vote. Amen. It's your privilege, it's your opportunity, and it's your responsibility. Now, we need to learn to exercise our spiritual authority. And you might be thinking, well, if Satan's been stripped, if he's been soundly defeated, shamed, subdued, and it's done, why do we need to do anything against him if that's the story? It's true that Satan's defeat is absolute, but it must be appropriated. It has to be appropriated. Healing, or let's say salvation. Salvation is complete and absolute. How many of you agree with that? But you've got to appropriate salvation to walk in salvation. You could die and go to hell with salvation being right there waiting for you. But you didn't do anything about it. You didn't appropriate it. You didn't take advantage of it. And you go to hell. Whose fault is that? It's my fault or the person who didn't do it. Amen. And so the defeat is complete over the devil. But we have to walk in the victory. We have to stand in faith. We have to push him out. Listen, let me tell you how I did it a little bit. I'm still learning. We're still learning. Canaan and Destiny don't go to doctors. Why? Because we appropriated what God told us since they were growing up. 17 and 16, no doctor. Me, no doctor, 40 years. How do we do that? We appropriate the word of God. When the sickness comes, we say, no. In the name of Jesus, I bind that off my body. I refuse to allow it in. It's not coming into this household. And we prayed over our children for 17 years now, and we're still praying over them. Amen. 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 So we're appropriating what's available to us. If I just leave it and sit back, how do you know where we'd be? How do we know what would have happened? True. Well, pastors, just look. Nah, get off it. No such thing as luck. Amen. Amen. You make your own luck. Gary Player, when they said to him, wow, you're so lucky you got all these trophies, etc. He said, yeah, it's an amazing thing. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Come on. So Jesus, we know that his death for sin was absolute. Do you all agree with that? Yeah. Was his death for sin absolute, complete. Is that right? We know that he was a propitiation, which means he appeased God the Father for our sins, and not for ours only, but for every sin in the whole world, for everybody. That's correct, right? Here comes a picture. He's our high priest. Jesus today is your high priest in the Supreme Court. The Bible says he became a high priest once for all.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join